We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. Thousands of families left homeless after the devastating floods will be able to relocate to temporary housing pods as they rebuild their lives. The New South Wales government will establish mini cities of the modular home at a series of sites. It's expected up to 2,000 of the homes will be acquired as part of a $350 investment into flood recovery. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Sunday Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au. Or download the app at your app store. After 15 years at the Nine Network, rugby league immortal Andrew Johns is struggling to accept a demotion from the commentary box to sidelines duties. Johns would not comment when contacted on Friday about his situation. Joey's relegation for a number of games has coincided with Nine moving its head of NRL, Simon Fordham, sideways to a new role on Stan Sport. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Police are exploring possible links to a notorious Sydney crime family and an alleged attack on a young woman with battery acid in the heart of the CBD on Friday night. TikTok star Jenny El Hassan told the Sunday Telegraph she did not want whoever was behind the attack to be punished, fearing an escalation of the situation. And teachers will be offered the chance to retrain as maths specialists for free as the state government battles a critical shortage. The pilot program of fast-tracked mathematics retraining will target schools in regional, rural and remote areas, with teachers from those areas to be part of the first intake early next year. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.